Good morning. 6:23. Yes, 6:23 a.m. on what is this? This is Friday, July the 17th, 2021. So, yeah, I'm up early because I need to be back by 7. There is a... Well, we had a bit of a problem yesterday. The guy with the stump grinder came right on time. Actually, he was an hour early, but he showed up around 9 o'clock. I gave him a tour, told him what needed to be done. Nice guy, did a great job. Everything was fine, right up to the point where he had to grind the stump that hid the unmarked internet cable. Turns out the locator service people did not mark the internet cable. So we had no way, he had no way, of knowing that he was cutting it. So sometime late morning yesterday, our internet went out rather permanently. So I had to call Comcast, I had to call Xfinity and go through their ridiculous phone service tree. And the first thing the automated routine did was, well, we're going to send a reset code to your set-top box. It will take about 15 minutes. Would you like us to call you back? And I said yes. And so I was pretty sure that the reset code wasn't going to have any effect, given that it couldn't bridge the air gap. So I waited 15 minutes, and sure enough, they called me back. And I managed to get in touch with a person and explain the situation. The first amusing problem was that he needed to verify the account that I needed to either get the code from an email that he had sent to a Comcast email address that I never have opened, or alternatively tell him my account number. And of course, without being able to get online and look, there's no way I could tell him the account number because we haven't had a paper bill for them in years. And I said to the guy, I said, okay, here's the problem. The cable's cut. The locator people didn't locate it. And so it got cut. Inadvertently, it was an accident. But in order to look up either the account code at Comcast.net or the security code that you just sent to the email at Comcast.net, I need to get on the internet. And I don't have internet. And he said, yeah, okay, I can see that's a problem. Tell you what, let's just proceed You know, it's like, I'll be able to confirm that I am your customer if you come to my house, the address you have on file. You can call me back at the phone number you have on file. Why would somebody else be trying to get you to go to my house to repair my broken cable? So they put me on the waiting list, but it was already almost noon by then, so I figured it wasn't going to happen yesterday. And sure enough, it didn't. But they said they'd be here between 7 and 8 this morning. So I figured if I was going to get the walk in, I better get it in. I was up at 5. I've had about a half a cup of coffee, a couple pieces of toast. I spent the day yesterday sort of floundering about. I do have my regular Gmail on my phone, but I don't even have Sifu email on my phone. I didn't put it on there when I got the new phone. I'm going to have to do that, I think. At some point, I'm pretty sure there's a board meeting today sometime. I'm not sure when. Because I don't have a calendar. So yesterday was a pretty quiet day. It was relaxing in a certain sense. It was, you know, it was kind of frustrating in other ways, but it was relaxing in a way. I realize I won't be able to upload this. Probably even get it onto my computer. Maybe I can. Maybe I can sync it via Bluetooth. It won't go to Dropbox, because Dropbox requires Wi-Fi. Maybe it's a setting I can reset.
Good morning.
Good morning. Maybe it's a setting I can reset. I think it's probably just set, so it only uploads via Wi-Fi. I don't remember. Oh, there goes Poodle Man with his coffee. Morning. I'm wearing a hoodie this morning. Just because it was like, I opened up the windows when I got up at 5, and it felt really cold. It was 58. It's the first time I've seen a temperature below 60 in I don't know how long. And I was glad I had it on when I started, but I'm working up a little bit of heat. the haze in the picture the last few days is smoke. There's wildfires going in the mountains. It's really diffuse. It's not yet anything like what we saw last year with, you know, smoke billowing down the street. Actual smoke. It's just this sort of diffuse haze. Just eyeing the cattails growing in the ditch here. Thinking, oh, that would be cool. Cut some of those down and make a reed basket. And I'm like, why? Why? Kind of want to get ready, sit with me. Long pause. Okay. So EJ sent the manuscript back to me. She didn't find any comments that she wanted to bother with, so as soon as I could get onto email again to download it, I will I'll get that formatted, get a cover ready to go. I'm not walking through that sprinkler. Just saying. Oh, my nose is running. So mostly what I did yesterday was read. I finished up the last of the Jane Linscold books. Read Deanna Chase book. A Witch for Mr. Holliday, I think. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the magical Christmas books, but I am a big fan of Deanna Chase, and so I'm biding my time for the next Keating Hollow book. I know she's working on it. I forget what the heck. The Christmas Grove books are spin-off, so. It was fun, it was good. I liked it. Cheerio, cheerio, cheerio. Robins. Pretty sure that's a robin. I suppose it could be a grackle imitating a robin. Oh dear, that a tomato plant doesn't look good. So what else am I going to talk about? I don't know. I don't have a lot to talk about today. I haven't been enraged by the internet for almost 24 hours, so I don't have a lot to rant about. To get some work done. It's gonna be hard today because I've got the internet guy coming in about 20 minutes, and he probably won't show up till closer to 8 o'clock. And who knows how long it's going to take him to actually get it repaired. I don't know if he'll do something simple, like just splice the ends together. Or something more complex, like run a fresh cable. Yeah, I really didn't need this sweatshirt. I do like getting out early though. I get up and get my act moving. You know, 5 o'clock, start the coffee. Get some toast in me. I can get out by 6 is doable. The key to that, I think, is not getting online. Go figure. I forgot to write my journal yesterday. I'm trying to follow some of the best practice advice for managing mood, etc. etc. My therapist has mentioned it. I was doing pretty well with the daily bullet journal, but it didn't do anything in terms of reflection. So the journaling idea came back to me through the Daily Stoic, and I sort of started following. So you get up with the ideas, you get up in the morning and you think about the day ahead. And you sort of write down your feelings about what the day is going to bring, what you might accomplish. And at the end of the day, you do a kind of after-action report. It's like, okay, what worked well today? What could have done better? How might this work? If I wake up tomorrow, what could I do better? And so I completely spaced it out yesterday. I quite frequently go to bed without recording the evening. But I think it's actually helping. I think it is. Anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.